you have questions, Blackhawk Community Credit Union has answers, such as what is the difference between a bank and a credit union and how does that benefit you? Let's find out with Lucy Beckord, the onboarding manager and PR coordinator at Blackhawk Community Credit Union. This is Money Matters, a podcast from Blackhawk Community Credit Union. I'm Bill Klaproth. Lucy, thank you for your time. Let's start with this. Can you walk us through the difference between banks and credit unions?
So a major difference between banks and credit unions comes down to who actually owns the financial institution. At a bank, it's the stockholders who are the owners, and of course the profits are shared among the shareholders. At a credit union, the profits are shared with the credit union members. They are our owners. We answer to them. And what we can do for them, with them being the owners, is that we can offer them the lower interest rates and fees, offering higher returns on their deposits. And probably the most important for us is that they get to enjoy that we are investing in our community on their behalf.
Well, thank you for explaining that difference. I often wondered what the exact difference was between a bank and a credit union. So as a credit union, it sounds like you have more flexibility in creating creative solutions to help your members. Can you share a couple of examples of that?
Absolutely. So one of the examples that I'd like to share with you are the high school students that are coming in and they want to grow financially healthy and they don't know where to begin. A lot of times these credit card companies will send a credit card in the mail, and who doesn't want a credit card? You sign your name and you start using it, but all of a sudden you have a high balance and you don't know where to come back from that. They didn't tell you that you had to pay a certain amount. They didn't tell you about the interest rate, and now you're spiraling out of control. So what we can do is when they come in, as an example, we had a young student come in, we talked to them about opening up a savings account and using an ATM card. They did it for 3 months. 6 months later, we were able to give them a secured credit card with a low balance. We watched them and taught them how to use the credit card. After 6 months later, they had an unsecured credit card, and in a short year later, we were able to give them a $15,000 auto loan, and their credit rating after another year was over 728. That's impressive for anyone, much less a high school student. So the high school students, what we're trying to do is to teach them and be proactive at a young age so that they can become financially healthy throughout their adulthood.
That is such an important lesson, and I like that term you gave us, financially healthy. Teaching young kids at an early age how to be financially responsible is so beneficial, and props to you for doing that. So, Lucy, can you tell us about any other programs that you offer?
So, in the high schools also, for 10 years, we've had branches in the high schools, and the high school students actually run the branches. We offer the student credit cards. We have a first-time home buyer and car buying seminars. We also have a small dollar loan program that helps to combat those payday loans with those very, very high annual interest rates. We offer a Next Step program where we actually teach the member how to get their credit score up to where they want to be. And we also have a small bill release program through our ATMs that allow members to come in and withdraw small bills out of their account.
I love that. So many great programs to help people get their finances in order at any age. So really some interesting creative solutions, obviously, that you're able to do being a credit union. So let me ask you about another term. So I hear the term financial cooperative. So what is a financial cooperative and what does that mean?
Well, co-op in simple terms is a voluntary membership based on a cooperative society or business. And they will have a commonality. Ours would, of course, be financial. But it's so much more than that. So a member has an economic participation in a credit union, meaning that many times they're offered lower interest rates, fees, and higher dividends. Offering financial education is very important for a cooperative. Cooperative relationships with other co-ops. We share information with other co-ops so that we can all serve our members better. And of course, Blackhawk Community Credit Union is very involved with our social and community needs, which is a major factor of being a cooperative.
So some really good points there, Lucy. the benefits of being in a co-op, low interest rates, low fees, higher dividends. And then you were talking about paying attention to social and community needs. Really important. So can you give us an example of a cooperative principle, if you will, and how it applies to your institution?
One of the best things that I like talking about, actually, and that's giving back to the community. That's been a very important principle of a cooperative. And we have a long history, since 1963, actually, of giving back to our community. So annually, we give back to many important organizations. A few of them would be United Way, Children's Miracle Network, American Heart Association, and many more. And also throughout the year, we collaborate with local organizations to promote affordable housing, children at risk, fighting hunger. And it's not just the financial support. Blackhawk also supports all of our team members to volunteer time and serve on boards, local charity organizations or chambers of commerce. Something exciting that we just announced in February is HealthNet of Rock County is Rock County's only free and charitable clinic. And in February, we announced that we would be donating our administrative building zoned as a medical facility. And what we love about that is it's also going to allow them to add mental health services to their health and dental care services. So we understand we could have sold it, and when we relocated, but our board of directors chose to donate it to HealthNet instead as a meaningful way of giving back to our community.
That is really cool. Talk about a great way to give back. I love that. So I also heard you're planning on building a legacy center. Can you tell us about that?
So 10 years ago, GM closed its doors in Janesville, Wisconsin. And in Janesville, everyone is connected to General Motors somehow, or they know someone who's connected. So when they closed their doors, it didn't only cause an economic hardship, but also emotional hardships. And our community actually felt like it was broken. So what the Legacy Center is a place where Blackhawk Community Credit Union has chosen to honor the past for the work of the General Motors and, of course, Fisher Body before that, with a special center to preserve the history and pay homage to the people who work there. And we'll be looking at breaking ground in the fall of 2019.
Well, congratulations. That is really exciting. And Lucy, thank you for all your time today. And for more information on any of the programs that Lucy talked about today, please visit bhccu.org. That's bhccu.org. You can also call 608-755-6065. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Money Matters from Blackhawk Community Credit Union. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.